substance. This one verse here is probably the one I get asked more. People say, I read it over and over and I just can't understand it. I have no idea what he's talking about. So let's look at it. Now faith, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God, or gods, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. The word created there is the Hebrew word bara. That means he made something out of nothing. If you build a house, you make something out of something. But God made something out of nothing. And as we'll see as we read along here, that God did it by faith. God has faith. That's shocking to a lot of people, because they have such a misconception of what faith is that they don't understand. That if God gave us a measure of faith, he had to have it to give him.
Absolutely.
So he gave us a measure of himself. Okay? So the Greek word then, for substance, now faith is the substance, would be translated as assurance, confidence, nature. Okay? Faith reveals what is coming and gives it substance in our spirit. In other words, we know what's happening. Faith isn't dreaming up things for God to do and then believing he will do it. Faith is finding out what God is doing. He tells us about it. We don't tell him. He tells us what he's doing and what our part is. All I have to do is do my part, and faith works. When faith is at its best, you never think about faith, because it doesn't even come into the thought process. It's just simply obeying. You're just doing. And most of the time I'm so carried away that it's about all I can do to, you know, okay, God, I'll do this, you know. And it happens. And you don't even think of it being faith until you look back on it. So we'll cover some things we've covered before, but faith is in the Godhead. Let's look first in Hebrews 1:3. Who, referring to Jesus, being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So I think he pretty well accomplished some good things.
Amen.
who, being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person. Who's the person he's referring to there? The Father. He is the image of the Father.
The expressed image
of the Father. Now, what if you translated Hebrews 11:1? If you'll notice there, it's exactly the same Greek word. Exactly the same Greek word. So what if you translated that, now faith is the person of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Then you'll understand what faith is. See? It's actually a person. Faith isn't a thing. The Holy Spirit isn't a thing. The Holy Spirit isn't an it.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is a person. Faith is a person. Okay? So I'll use my hands because I don't have a chalkboard. But faith is basically the Father spoke and the Spirit moved.
Yeah.
That's how he created the universe. The Father spoke and the Spirit moved. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, who is the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. So any activity that I'm involved in the kingdom of God, the Father speaks and the Spirit moves, and he moves upon me, and I do whatever I'm supposed to do. The Father does whatever he's supposed to do, but it all originates out of the Father. And of course, we'll see it here. Jesus over and over again says, it's not me doing the work. It's not me doing the work. It's the Father doing it.
That's right.
It's the Father doing it. So it's the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit. And because we're in the Word and the Word is in us, then the process is the Father speaks and the Holy Spirit moves. So we get to be in the Word process, and the Holy Spirit then carries out, in other words, the actual manifestation is the Holy Spirit then acting upon what we have spoken, see, that we heard from the Father.
And that's why Jesus said, I only speak what I hear the Father speak.
I only do what I see my Father do. See, and so faith has never changed throughout eternity. It's always been the Father speaking and the Spirit moving. Okay. So faith is the person of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So this faith then causes us to be able to do the impossible, because we're doing what God is doing. If you can do it in your own power, you don't need God. You don't need the Holy Spirit. You don't need the Word. Just, all the Word, I guess, could give you some instructions, you know, and you could try to go and do it. But miracles, that is the impossible, comes about because of the Father speaking and the Spirit moving. And all you have to do is cooperate with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the miracles just happen. As I wrote in my book, I can always tell when I'm moving by faith, because after the miracle has taken place, I still can't believe it happened. You know, I mean, you look at it and say, or some of them, and I know that because of the vast amount of experience that you people have had, that if you've prayed for people and nothing happened that they had any knowledge of, and then they discover 3 or 4 days later that they're healed, for instance. Mm-hmm. And they don't even know at what moment they were healed. You know, a guy the other day said, well, I'd really like to just go with you. Or, you know, he said, I've never really seen a miracle. And I said, you could go with me and never see a miracle.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, because you have to have faith to even see the miracle.
Amen.
Otherwise, you could dismiss it, you know, or just not see it. Okay, John 14:9. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? What if we walked upon the earth with the image of Jesus Christ? If you did it long enough, they might call you Christian. See? And they first called them Christians at Antioch, Christ, because they looked like Christ. They acted like Christ. They did miracles like Christ. Mm-hmm. And actually, they were persecuting them. When they first called them Christians, they were actually making fun of them. You little Christ-like ones. But the Christians said, that sounds good to me. And so then they picked up the name. Okay, so faith is basically the reality of God in action. Remember a few months back, or whenever we studied truth, okay, the word that translates true is also translates real, genuine, just, and so forth. In other words, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But You can also translate that, because it's the same word. You can say, Jesus said, I am the way, the reality, and the life. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I am the reality of the Father on the earth. Okay? Faith is believing God is who He said He is, and is doing what He said He will do.
Right.
Once we grasp that, we'll give up all our saying our prayers. I don't say prayers. I pray what God shows me to pray. And people say, well, why pray if God already knows? Well, Isaiah, remember God spoke to Isaiah and said, I am looking for an intercessor. Mm-hmm. What He wants is flesh and blood to speak out what He's wanting to say on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the mouthpiece. We're speaking it, but it's not our words.
Do the things that Jesus did and even greater.
Yes, John 14. The things I do, you will do, and greater than these will you do, because I go to the Father.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
So, just believe that God is who He said He is, and is doing what He said He will do. It's pretty simple. Faith isn't a glob of something out there. Faith is the person of Jesus Christ living inside of you.
Okay. He never lives to make intercession for us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, faith is all around us. In other words, God is actively at work. Okay? Because as human beings, we become self-centered. In other words, we're looking at everything as, how does this relate to me?
Yeah.
As you grow in the Spirit, and you begin to really walk in this obedience thing, you begin to see everything around you as the activity of God. And when that happens, you don't look at evil people. You don't look at sin. You don't look at all those things, you know, like being terrified by it. God sees all of that. And I see it. But what we see is the activity of God. Jesus, who has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus, who is liberating those in bondage, healing the sick. You know, and so if you just watch, you'll see the activity of God. You watch and see what God's doing.
That's good.
And then join with God in what He's doing. Rather, because we so designed church, okay, here's what we're going to do next. And we'll get a committee, and we'll go do that. And then we're disappointed because it doesn't turn out like we... Even if it's successful, it won't be fruitful.
So you're joining your spirit with the spirit that's at work.
That's already working.
Exactly.
You're joining God in what He's doing. And this is the way I've done it my whole life.
Wow.
I've just teamed up with God.
That's the
and
way to do it.
And find out. And He'll tell me, this is what I want you to do next. And the fact is, this meeting right here, which started in, 1974, because I was in Florida, and God told me, move back to Missouri. I want you to go once a month around to the towns. I'll open it all up for you. I'll show you what to do, and I'll provide all the money. So, okay. I packed up my family, wife and four kids, and went on the way and moved back. Had no idea what to do or how to do. Plugged in the phone, and the phone started ringing. Would you come here? Would you come here? Would you come here? And here I am, all these years later.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now, if you read it in the English, it sounds like that we understand now about this, but that's not what it's talking about. The word, and we studied this here last year, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Okay, understanding is totally different in the Bible than we think, oh, I understand. That's not understanding in the Bible. So wisdom designs, or knowledge is seeing everything as it is. And then understanding is the putting together, the assembly. And if you want to look it up in your concordance, every one of them will be how God assembled the universe, how God assembled, and then taught people how to assemble a temple, how to make things of gold, and so forth, always using this word understanding.
Go through those three again.
Okay, there's wisdom.
Right, and?
Wisdom is the design, okay. Proverbs chapter 8. And then you have knowledge. Knowledge is that ability to see everything as it really is. So if you worked in a car plant, for instance, and you could look and see all of these parts, and of course you may not know where everything fits,
right,
but you could have an inventory of the parts. Okay? So that is the knowledge, and then the understanding is the assembly. So now it's like, okay, we understand. So if we would actually say it this way, we understand that it was by faith that God created the universe. We understand that it was by faith that God assembled the universe. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, God has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He made the worlds. The Father spoke, the Spirit moved. He didn't make anything without the Word, without the Son. It took the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It took the love. Faith works by love, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. And so, and the Greek word there for works is E-N-E-R-G-Y. Faith is energized by love. So God, in His great love, says, I need something to love. Love can't be love without an object. You have to have an object. And so He goes to wisdom and He said, wisdom, what can we do? And wisdom says, let's make a universe, and let's make an earth, and let's put people on it. Let's put a garden there with two trees. We need two trees. We need a positive and a negative. Because love can't be love without an opportunity to not love. Okay, there has to be that negative. If you don't believe it, try pulling the negative side of your battery off your car and see how far you get. So God, in His great love, then spoke. Once wisdom had designed it, then the Word created it, and the Holy Spirit moved and did it. So everything we saw happen last night at this meeting was exactly the same thing. See, we didn't design any of it. God did it. Yes, sir. Out of His wisdom that is from above, that He talks about. There's two different wisdoms. There's earthly wisdom, and then there's wisdom from above. And, of course, as we're learning here, faith is Jesus. Faith is Jesus in action. Faith is God in action. We've made it all distant. God, you know, if we could ever contact Him, you know, He might do something. You see, only people, we were talking about this with the book of Revelation. How can people read the book of Revelation and be so confused? See, but, and John gives us the answer. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. See, and that took him through the first three chapters, chapter 4, verse 1, and he was caught up in the Spirit. And then he was carried away by the Spirit, progressively in the Spirit. If you're not in the Spirit, don't read the book of Revelation. You know, but if you're in the Spirit, it's the most beautiful worship manual ever. That's all it is. It's real simple. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ and the victory he has over sin and over the world, and just real basic. It was, the book of Revelation was intended to be read all at one time in a church. In other words, they went to a church, and more than likely, all stood. Takes an hour and 7 minutes to read it. And it was read in context, the whole thing, not one thing taken out of it. Because it's a picture of Jesus. That's all it is a revelation of a person. People want to pick it all apart, study all the parts. Ridiculous. That's not what it's about. If you've ever been, they don't have them around anymore. I'm not sure why, because I enjoyed them so much. But if you'd go to the mall, a lot of times they'd have a picture on a wall, and it would just be dots. And they have books out, and they're just all dots. But you stand there and look at it long enough, and a giraffe will show up, or a butterfly, or whatever. If you look at the book of Revelation long enough, you will see Jesus. And you will rejoice. It's a worship manual. It's made to cause people to worship. And so I love to, where I have an hour and 7 minutes in my drive time, between eating and going to the bathroom and all that kind of things, where I can play it all the way through, I have it on CD and I just punch it in. Wednesdays I'm not going to be here, because I'm going to be raptured right out of that car. I get to worshiping, and I'll go 5 hours, and it's just like, what am I doing? I'm here already. You know, because I get in the Spirit. See.
Do you ever get lost? You don't know where you are?
Yes, I do. And I've also been translated. Romans 10:17, you all know this verse very well. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now the interesting thing is, the Hebrew people only have one word, not two words. They don't have one word for hearing and another word for obeying. So if you hear, then you are obeying. If you don't obey, it means you didn't hear.
Let them that have ears hear.
Be hearing. See? So if I tell my son, take out the trash, and he just sits there, even though his eardrums rattled and his brain probably recorded some of it, he did not hear me. If he gets up and starts walking, see? And so Jesus gives us, there were two sons. And one said, I'll go. It didn't go. And the other one said, I won't go, but went. Which one did the will of the Father? See? The one that went. See? So what if we put that in faith realm? One says, I have faith. And the other one says, I have works. Which one would be the right one? Well, James tells us the one that gets the work done. The one that obeys. Okay. So, Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come among you. Romans 1:17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, and then, because this is the same word as true in the Greek, so we'll say the just, or the true, or the real, or the genuine, shall live by faith. I love this in the Amplified, Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith, as it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live, and shall live by faith. You see the progression. God gives you a measure of faith. Every human being on earth has been given a measure of faith. If you will invest that in Jesus Christ, you will be born again. Now you have saving faith. Invest that in Jesus, and you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Invest that in Jesus, and you will begin to move in the gift of faith or absolute assurance, which is the realm I love to move in, because there's just no doubt. When I head into something, I have no doubt that it's going to happen. And it happens. You know. But I don't even think in terms of faith when I'm doing what I'm doing. I just do what I'm told. And God sees that, because it's actually His faith. The translators have actually done us an injustice in some of the newer translations from Galatians 2:20. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. A lot of the newer translations say, well, we don't understand that, so we'll put the word in, faith in Christ. And they've done an injustice because they've removed one of these last elements from the process. See, they didn't understand. They understood faith in Jesus. But when you place your faith in Jesus, then the faith of Jesus goes to work. See, to accomplish whatever the Father's design and desire is. King James has it right. Okay, Jude 1:20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And we know that that phrase is exactly the same Greek phrase as Paul saying, I pray in the Spirit and I pray in the understanding. So in the Spirit is praying in tongues. Otherwise, because he says, I pray also in the understanding. So, building yourselves up. When we're praying in tongues, there is that tangible evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So right there, we have activity. We have supernatural activity. When I'm praying in tongues, that is supernatural activity. And so I'm praying in tongues, and then I go on my assignment. And as I'm carrying out the assignment, I have more tangible evidence. Tangible evidence leads to tangible evidence that leads to tangible evidence. God never intended for us to sit around in churches and say, I believe. He intended for us to get out and help a lost and dying world and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, open the blind eyes, deaf ears. And the more you obey, the easier it becomes. If you take vacation from it for a month, you have to almost start all over again to get it all just to operate. But if, like, we're going on vacation next Monday for a week and a half or so down in Florida, but while I'm there, we'll be out on the beach, we'll be going out to eat, we'll be in some people's house, but I'll be constantly alert to what God's up to, even when I'm on vacation. And I will see miracles happen, you know, because I'm alert. God's working everywhere. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. God's working everywhere. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. God is always speaking. Get out a pencil and paper and get ready to write it down, and God will begin to speak to you. You obey what He says to do, and God will tell you more. And you do what He tells you, and then there'll be more. And then pretty soon, you'll find out what the church is really all about. The church isn't in a building. The church is out actively carrying out the will of the Father.
The Spirit's always willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yes, yes. That boldness to step out and to do. You'll see the activity. And then to move. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And the old hymn has it so right. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's Philippians 2, verse 13. God is working in us both to will and to do for His good pleasure. That's Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. God, work in me then, should be our prayer. Work in me both to will and to do for your good pleasure. And then just be bold enough to wiggle a big toe. The work of the Holy Spirit in all of this then, John 16, 13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, or the Spirit of reality has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority. But whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. So you have the whole pattern right here. Mm-hmm. That's faith. The Holy Spirit then, Jesus is receiving from the Father. The Holy Spirit is receiving from Jesus. And then He gives it to us and we open our mouth. And the more you speak in tongues, the more that is actively at work. That's what's building our faith. You're running that process, and then when God gives you an assignment, your motor's already running. You can't drive your car till you get the motor running. And the way I get my motor running is by praying in tongues and rehearsing Scripture. And I try to keep an even amount of those two, because you can get off balance if it's just all Word and no Spirit, or all Spirit and no Word. Jesus had that perfect balance. Paul had that perfect balance between Word and Spirit. We need to do that. Faith reveals what is coming then and makes it visible and tangible reality. So the next thing we know, we open our eyes and there it is. And when you have that absolute assurance, because it's God's faith at that point, see, it's Jesus' faith that is doing all of this. So what I love to do is I love to pray and walk away. I don't stay around to see if God's going to do it or not. Just know it's done and walk away. Okay. Revelation 14:12. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandment, that is, love God and love one another, of God and of the faith of Jesus. What's going to carry us through? The faith of Jesus. I love to tell people who say, I don't have faith in God. I said, but He has faith in you. God still has faith in humankind. John 14:21. He who has the commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's tangible evidence, manifestation. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working by love or through love. And it's E-N-E-R-G-E-O is the Greek word. In other words, it's the love that energizes the faith. So faith without love won't work because it has no power. It's not following God's agenda, see, God's purpose. So if I move in love, or if I move in compassion, which is seeing the need of another or others with a desire to help, and it's compassion that comes upon me by the Spirit, then it's going to work. There's no way it can't work. See? Because faith works by love.
And that's why Paul took a whole chapter in 1 Corinthians. Right.
If I have faith to move mountains, right, and have not love, profits nothing. Yeah. Okay. Romans 12:3, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to every one a measure of faith. So God had faith, and he gave a measure to every human being on the earth. A lot of people have misplaced that faith, but that's all right. God still gave it to
them. Even to the unsaved.
Oh yeah, every unsaved person. Otherwise you couldn't be born again. See, because you have to have that seed to invest. And of course Jesus talked about that. If you have faith as a seed, as a mustard seed, and of course to talk about, well, it was a tiny little seed. That's not what it's about. That entire plant is inside that seed. Everything is in that seed. And that in that faith, in that portion of Christ that is put inside of us, quickened or pulled by the Father, all of a sudden it's like, I believe, and they're born again. Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead. All that comes from that faith, that seed that's put in there. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. If you don't get any other verse, just take that one verse. That's all you need. That's all you need right there. If you forget everything about this Bible study, that one verse is all you need. That the God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all his good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. God's producing the faith. God's the one doing the work. All he's asking us to do is to cooperate. Okay? Hebrews 11:6, another verse we've all memorized so much. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There again, our newer translations misrepresent God, I'm sorry to say. Must believe that he is. If you'll look in some of your newer translations, it'll say, believe that God exists, and God does not exist. God created existence, but he is not limited to existence. The earth exists, I exist, you exist. God is spirit, and he can create existence. He can go create a whole other existence if he wants to. He can create a whole other universe. But to limit him, no wonder people don't have faith, because they've limited him to being like us. You know, I exist, God exists. You know, I love God, I love ice cream. You know, but God doesn't exist. God is so much greater than what he has created. So we can move then in this absolute assurance. When we're moving in God faith, we're moving in absolute assurance. In other words, God knows what he's doing. He believes in what he's doing. I believe in what he's doing. And he does it. John 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you, He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Jesus, in his new position, can do more than he was doing before. He's not saying, I'm going to go away and you will do it. He's saying, I'm getting in a better position to do what I do, which is please the Father. And I'm going to work through you to do the will of the Father, to please the Father, to bring glory to the Father. It's all about the Father.
Amen.
It's all about the Father. And so here we are just walking around doing. Okay, at Mark 11, 22 through 24, here again, how many times we've quoted this. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. And of course, the original Greek does not have in. It just says, have God faith. Okay. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And I don't stand around to see whether the tree moves or not. I just speak and go my way. I come back and the tree's not there. And it didn't leave a hole. In other words, there would be no evidence for an unbeliever to come by and say, I thought there was a tree there. But for when Jesus was training his disciples and he cursed the fig tree, which is where that came from, then, because he was training them in faith, see, then they came back, but they'd already crossed it a couple of times, see. And then they come back and say, Master, it's withered up. Jesus didn't stand around to see whether it withered up or not. He just went on his business. Well, it actually wasn't his business. It was the Father's business. He just went on his way. Amen?
Amen. Amen.